AMP Shine On Social Data Sharing, and here to explain to us what that is Kuhn. So what is AMP?
Well, AMP is a system that allows you to use to explore what's happening in the city by use of a lamp that projects a city map on the table. So it projects with a shadow map of the city that you're currently in on the table, and it uses online information, so tweets, location-based tweets and Instagram feed, to indicate hotspots on this map about currently interesting things happening in the city.
Okay.
So it's meant for a social get-together moment in, for example, a restaurant or a bar. And what you can do with the map, it highlights these points, and you can access the actual data that is generated by people in the city on these specific points in the city by putting down your phone on the table.
Okay.
And using the web app to explore, to access the data that's generated on that spot.
So would the lamp actually be reading my social data feeds, or is it just a general overhaul of all of Twitter and all of Facebook?
Yeah, it's using all the data of Facebook that is generated in this area, in this city that we're that you're in at that moment. So it uses the feed of the city, everything that's been generated by the people in that city at the specific moment to show you what is happening in the city on the map.
So it's a really, really intense visual representation of activity.
Yeah, it's actually these hotspots are live updated, and the size of the wrinkle also shows the size of the current event. So if there's a really big sports match, for example, lots of people are tweeting about it, this wrinkle ripple becomes pretty intense, pretty big, showing that's really interesting thing to take a look at.
Great. Now we've got a prototype here. Why don't you give us a walkthrough here? Let's change spots.
Yeah, I can quickly demonstrate it.
So what city is this, and explain to us everything that you're doing?
The city that you're seeing right now is the city of Eindhoven. It's the city where we're from. And as you can see, it's represented in the light, and there's a little, you can see some wrinkles happening on the map. Let's see.
It's like something's going on over here. Oh, something's
right
going
here.
On over here. Okay.
There's a big event happening at that spot. And what I can do is just put the phone with the app. It's a bit slow. I can put it on the location.
Okay.
And there's a camera in the lamp that actually tracks the position of your phone, so it knows which point you select. And through that, I can, by placing my phone on that spot,
mm-hmm.
I can actually access what is actually happening there. So I can see some general information about this point and tap into the data streams that are generated, so the Instagram feed and all the tweets that are that people are generating at that point.
And what is that point? What is going on over there?
Right now, this is just imaginary point. It's something put into the prototype. So just for demonstration purposes, we have we put in some data ourselves.
Great. So where do you see these lamps existing? Would you see them in people's homes, or what's the practical use?
The idea is to place these in social places where people get together, so cafes, bars, restaurants. Because the idea behind this prototype is to use this data that we're so almost addicted at, the stuff that we access every day in our phones, so all the Twitter, the Facebook, all the stuff that we do. But instead of isolating ourselves, so by looking at our phones and isolating ourselves from the other people, we made a design that puts this on the table, that allows us to use it in physical space together on a table in a way that it actually contributes to the social get-together, to the social interaction.
That's really cool. Now, can we take a look under the lamp and see what's actually going on? Show me a little about the hardware here.
So the design is pretty analog. We have there's no projector or beamer or anything inside. It's just a light with a water container that creates.
So the ripple is actually made by a film of water there.
Yeah, there's actual water in there, and little motors that make the ripples.
And then the activity is that just generate either a large or a small vibration based on the amount of activity. What's causing the ripple?
The amount of the size of the event or the amount of data is generated on that spot determines how big, how much buzz, literally almost, is generated on that spot. So if it's a really big sports event, everybody is talking about it, you can see there's a large ripple in the city at that point. So you can see that's pretty interesting and might be worth taking a look. And that's how it works for the analog. And the fact that it's so analog that it uses light and shadow really has some aesthetic qualities that makes it fit really nicely into this restaurant or bar environment.
Absolutely. I would play with it. So essentially, if we had one for a map of Seattle, would there be hundreds, if not thousands, of little vibration points depending on where the activity is happening? It's a pretty active city.
Yeah, it's actually, it depends. The resolution really depends on the year, how much stuff is happening. So it's not going to show everything that is happening. Only right. the biggest stuff, the most important stuff, the things that most people tweet about. So that's actually what it will show up. And what you can do with this
app... So like when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, or will win the Super Bowl this year...
there will be a pretty big ripple, at the stadium, yeah.
Okay.
So, and then you can access, you can put in what kind of stuff you would like to see. So if you're into football, you can see things that are related to sports, to football stuff. But you can also, if you're a tourist, see where there's interesting Seattle hotspots, for example. Or
if there was one right now in Redmond, I would imagine a big ripple would be caused from the Design Expo.
Yeah, at the Microsoft office here, yeah. Yeah,
this is awesome. This is great. And you guys said you did this in, was it 6 weeks?
Yes, it was a 6 week course. We did it with a group of 4 students, and 6 weeks was pretty intense. I can say that. All the iterations that we did, and after 6 weeks, there we had a little internal competition, and our project was, won. We won. We were chosen to be the ones to present here, so that's why we're got here.
Super cool. Congratulations. I think it's awesome, and it's called AMP, Shine On Social Data Sharing. Thank you so much.